here at the 2013 NAFB conference, and Trade Talk is underway, and once again in the Alltech booth, and standing in front of me is Vice President with Alltech, Aiden Connolly. Welcome to Missouri, and tell me a little bit about what you do for Alltech.
So I'm Alltech's Vice President for Corporate Accounts, as you said, which means I work with the largest feed and other companies that Alltech does business with all over the world.
Big big job. You've got lots of titles and lots of irons in the fire, right?
Yeah, it's a big job, but it's actually a very exciting job. Last week I was in China, the week before I was in Russia and France, and obviously today I'm in Missouri, so traveling all the time and meeting lots of people and getting a real sense for how agriculture is changing at the moment.
Well, let's first talk about Alltech's Crop Science Program. You got a fun little display here. What's new with it?
Alltech has been obviously involved in animal nutrition for many, many years. I think over the last 30 years, we've built a $1 billion business, which has been very, very exciting. But during that same period of time, we've had similar technologies being used on crops. Now, traditionally, that has been more flowers and vegetables and higher value crops. But more recently, we started using it in corn and soybeans. And the success is starting to be seen. That division is growing very quickly, and that's been really a real focal point for the company over the last 12, 18 months.
Well, looking into the future, what do you see coming down the pipeline as far as Alltech's Crop Science Department? What are your goals?
So the goal is obviously to build that crop science to be as big as the original organization itself. And what we're focused on, particularly in the case of grains and beans, is looking at to see whether we can improve the yield, because fundamentally that's what it's about. And seeing yield improvements of somewhere between 7 and as high as 30 bushels per acre. So we can see improvements that that can improve the amount of grains we're getting out of a field by as much as 10%, which is obviously huge. Dramatic in terms of its ability to improve the profitability of producers, farmers, producing those grains. So we're very excited about that application. We have, it's been kind of a slow burner for us because, as I've described, it's been around for over 10 years and it's taken a while to get to where we are today. But I think with current grain prices, there's tremendous opportunities to use those technologies in a way that hasn't been done before.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit and let's talk about your algae program that you guys, it's not a new program, an initiative for Alltech, but it's still kind of a new thing for the ag world. So first of all, what's the update on it?
So the algae has grown very, very strongly for us. That was a factory we acquired about 7-8 years ago. And it's a very important factory, probably the largest algae producing factory in the world. Capable of producing 10,000-15,000 tons a year. We have used that technology in companion animals, in pets, a little bit in equine, but more recently in aquaculture and poultry. We're very interested in the use of DHA and enriching food with DHA. I know people talk a lot about omega-3s, but in fact DHA for us is the most important of those fatty acids, critical in terms of brain development, critical in terms of disease resistance. And for humans, of course, the quantity of DHA, we normally get it from fish, but the idea that you can get it from algae is very, very important. In our vision of the future, that allows us to produce a food which is higher value, which has the benefits in terms of human health, and which, of course, could be sold for a higher price.
I know that coming from the beef production side, the word algae and all that is so new. How have you approached, you said you're entering into more animal agriculture, into the poultry industry. How do you approach this new science with producers and what they can do to adapt to it, to utilize it?
So algae is something which has particular resonance with companies that are integrated or selling their food product to the end consumer. And whether it be beef, or whether it be eggs, or whether it be milk, the real question is, Do you have a connection with the consumer to be able to sell your food for that higher value? I believe that that's possible. There are companies already showing, like Horizon Milk already is promoting the fact that it contains or has high levels of DHA. So that's very, very, very much where, that's very much the space that we're trying to occupy. Today it's not for everybody, but the benefits of algae in terms of animal health are also very important. So maybe there's a way for us to feed an animal, get better, healthier animals, and also produce a food which is healthier for humans as well.
Kill two birds with one stone, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Aidan. Is there anything else you'd like to share about Alltech today?
No, Alltech continues to focus on fermentation, as we know. I'm sure you've seen our beers. I'm sure you've seen our other consumer products, and those are very exciting in terms of their growth as well. Feels like all parts of the business are growing equally, but 2014 promises to be as exciting as 2013, and 2013 was already a very, very good year.
Well, we're definitely excited to see what you guys have coming in store for us all in 2014. Once again, talking with Aidan Connolly, Vice President of Alltech, I am Jamie Johansson.